I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Badatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSiN.
Off and running. Here we go. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Polly Howard, live with you in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Coming up on today's three-hour extravaganza, Rocky Boyman is going to join us in 30 minutes. Former Super Bowl champ, now a host in Cincinnati. We'll talk a little Bengals with him coming up at that time. Some concerns maybe with the Bengals? Joe Burrow? Appendectomy? Brad Powers, 90 minutes. Why was he jamming kiosks in Las Vegas before 6 a.m. earlier this week? And the return of the great Chuck Edel. Let me tell you, folks, for those of you new to the show, Chuck Edel took the last couple of years off. Preseason football, this guy going back to when this network first started 5-6 years ago, and even way before that, obviously. We've known Chuck for a long, long time. He's the best I know at betting preseason football. And now it's becoming more and more popular all the time. But he was also, during the season a couple years ago, he went on a 20-1 run on Friday picks.
He's awesome with college football totals.
Legendary status.
Yes, absolutely. And a good guy.
Yep, really good guy. Okay, so what did we learn from last night's two preseason games? Let's start with the game that kicked off first. And they were both basically going on at the same time. But the Giants and the Patriots, first of all, the Giants covered the first half. I don't know how they did, but they had that miraculous tip pass that was caught for a big gainer on 3rd and 11 after the bad penalty they took, and they came down and they eventually scored to cover the first half. But then as the game we talked about yesterday, I mean, that middle spot last night, where it opened up, Patriots favored, then the Giants go off as a three-point favorite, telling people, look, you can't lay the 3 points right now if you want to bet the Giants. If you want to bet them still, maybe look at the money line. And that's exactly what happened last night by that team kicking the field goal late to win 23-20.
And I'm glad we had that discussion about once you see a number of 1, 2, 2.5, take the money line and then take the points with the dog, because you'll be surprised how many times the game falls 1 or 2. And bam, it happens in that game.
Yep. I mean, Paul, I can expand on that here for a second, because if you go back and look throughout the when the NFL implemented the 2-point conversion, in the regular season, the most common landing spots since 1994 are 3, 7, 10, 6, and 14. In the NFL preseason, the landing spot of 1 is the third most popular, or it happens the third most times, which is incredible.
Yeah, yeah. You're, as you said earlier in the week, don't want overtime. Right, but that was not bad out of Danny Dimes. They had the drop on the first drive. You saw Taylor played well, good numbers. They had a couple turnovers. And I was surprised with all the action that Zappi got. But not much to report from the New England side, as they didn't play many people. But the Giants, you know, going back now, I guess, but based on the closing number, that's now a 10-2 run for Belichick in the preseason ATS.
Right.
But you know, some good and bad with the Giants.
I would say Danny Dimes on that the one drive where they went down to eventually take a 3-0 lead. He had a guy wide open
several times.
Oh, the one pass I can't get out of my head. It was like at the red zone. It's first down. It's going to be a gainer to get him much closer to the red. Who knows how big of a gain that's going to be. The guy's there. Nobody's even close to him. And he overthrows him by 2 yards, and the guy's got to jump up like, hey, Danny, I'm right here. How do you not get me the ball?
Yep, yep. Other observations? I'm glad we talked to Mike Pereira earlier in the week. A taunting call on the DB for the Giants for signaling incomplete?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Well,
this is how we're starting the season?
Here's what I would tell people today, right? Because we wait all year long for football to come back. And what happens, like, in game number two out of the gates, like, damn it, these stupid calls suck and it's nothing but pissing and moaning. I would say just don't whine about it, because it's going to happen and it's going to suck. I fully admit that. Was it a taunting call? To me, it was absolutely preposterous. But what's the point in crying over that when you know the NFL is going to have silly calls and they want to emphasize something like that to begin the season? Just get used to it. You're going to have to suck it up. And I hate it, but there's nothing else you can do.
Yep. And the other story that won't go away is who's calling the plays.
Right? That's a huge story.
So it was Patricia with Hoyer, and then when Zappi came in, it was Judge, that guy.
How about that?
He was calling the plays.
But then the way they toggle back and forth.
Yes. This is so weird. Doesn't make any sense. With their history, and then what happened with the Giants with Judge and everything. Oh, God. So good. And Belichick in rare form. Get a load of this. So, of course, it's everyone wants to talk about it, right? Who's calling? So Belichick was asked after the game about who's going to be calling the plays.
Yeah, well, you know, we did this game. We did a lot of things in this game that are, you know, going to be beneficial in the long run. So whether it's on the coaching staff, playing time, players played, and so forth. I mean, that's all, you know, part of the process. So I thought it would be a good opportunity for us to do that.
Do you know if one will call plays when the regular season arrives?
Yeah, well, don't worry about that. We'll work it out.
So have you decided?
We're going through a process.
Yeah, that sounds shaky at best.
Don't worry about it.
Well, he's always been like that, but so you're going to have to, he's going to have to give an answer at some point.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Otherwise, I mean, I think that, you know, he's had a pass because of the resume at this point. He's going to get barbecued in that area.
Yeah,
like Billy Boy, you can't do this, man. What's up?
No history there.
Joe Judge,
he's a defensive guy. Judge is a special teams guy.
He's a special teams guy. And by the way, he was a disaster with the Giants, an unmitigated bleeping disaster.
Yes. Okay. Who's going to be calling plays? Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Oh, okay, great. Well, I guess we'll wait then. Until you tell us to write what we're going to write and talk about what we're going to talk about then. Okay.
Thanks, he's in rare form. That's great. Well, we'll get to it. Okay. Thanks, Bill. I love it. But and the other thing, I'll tell you, in like 30 years, we'll be telling our friends, and we'll be telling if we have kids about, can you believe what the Ravens once did in the preseason? This is great. 21 in a row?
It's not going to happen again in
our
lifetime.
No
I can't
way.
Imagine.
No
I mean, why would it? I mean, who cares at all?
Yeah, we got Rocky coming on in half an hour. I mean, he played 10 years in the league. I can't eat like eight different teams. Like, 21 in a row and 19-2 ATS?
Yeah.
I mean, and then what we said, I didn't care what Harbaugh said. Didn't bother me because of what we say. Huntley, 16 of 18. And to move the ball, and they get the win. How about that landing spot?
Exactly right.
Open 34, close 32, boom, landed 33.
And for people who were betting that over to get that number, you can thank Justin Tucker and the Ravens actually playing him last night.
Uh-huh.
Because he's out there bombs away in great, like, midseason form already. I would say takeaways looking ahead to the regular season now. At some point, is Huntley not going to – and I get it. Like, most jobs are filled. Doesn't mean every good, you know, quarterback is good. It's going to have a starting gig in the NFL. But don't you think Huntley should be considered a starter at some point? I mean, if you go back and look at the stretch that he played in last year when Jackson went down, the guy was good. I think it was that game against the Packers where they went nuts on offense.
Mm-hmm.
He can play in this league.
Yeah. He put up some good numbers. You're right. Almost pulled the upset in some of those games.
Yeah.
And Brown played well, too. Again, these are the type of quarterbacks you want in the second half of preseason
Bingo.
Games. Just to keep drives alive and scramble and are also dink and dunk and mobile quarterbacks. Your thoughts on Willis?
I thought Willis absolutely had his moments last night.
Uh-huh.
And I would be concerned if I'm Ryan Tannehill.
Oh, okay.
I mean, drafting this guy, again, third-round pick, but Willis obviously is going to be the future of this team, at least they think, by putting that draft capital in him. And Tannehill, of course, shaky last year, the horrible playoff game. I thought he absolutely looked good last night. You?
Not bad, yeah. And the ability to take off and run, which I guess he's doing too much of.
Yeah.
And Vrabel doesn't like that. But just, you know, go through your reads. Don't just, oh, guy's not there. Yeah. First option, I'm taking off and running.
Right. And okay, so Vrabel, a little unhappy with how much he was taking off last night. He told the media that after the game.
Well, I need to try to throw the ball when guys are open, be more decisive. And so we'll evaluate that and, you know, see if there's a timing issue or what's going on. But just wanted to get him out there. I wanted to, see how he responded.
I know you got time.
He did okay. You know, I mean, there were some good plays and obviously some plays that, you know, we're going to have to look at the timing on the release and if we're making the right decisions.
So where does that Ravens number open up? They play next Sunday, the 21st, at Arizona. By default, are they going to make him 3.5? And we have no idea what Kingsbury's going to do at this point yet, but it's just going to be, you got to put a
if they don't play, on him. Sure, right. Or will they play Lamar? What does Kingsbury do? National TV game as well? Oh, all the makings, right?
Yeah. But 21 straight, Paul.
I can't believe it. Not only that, it's 26-4 ATS going back to 2013. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's also for the first half, what is it, 16-5? I'll get that number here
in a second. The first half number, that's another one.
16-5 or 15-6 ATS in the first half going back. That's insane, man.
Yeah.
So it's first half, it's the game, it's whoever plays quarterback. They kill these teams in the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
I would say on the flip side, again, Willis looked good last night. Some of my concerns. Throw me a number right now. What do you think Treylon Burks' number is this year for receiving yards at the moment at Bet Rivers? He played last night with he got one target. It was from Woodside, who was terrible in the game. He threw two INTs. He's a first-round pick.
800 yards, 750?
750 and a half.
750 and a half?
Is that not tempting to, like, pound that under today?
He's lining up and not lining up correctly.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, boy.
He's going to go over, and you know, we had that guest on last month who's like, I tracked all this from last year.
Right.
A lot of the stuff goes under. I know that people think he's going to replace A.J. Brown, and they're going to have those targets go somewhere. 750 and a half yards?
Yep.
What?
Yeah, and Woods is coming off an injury. So these are his go-to guys, his weapons?
And Tannehill, remember now, 3,700 was available. That's down 200 yards now at Bet Rivers. That's 3,500 yards.
Yeah.
22.5 touchdowns, 12.5 INTs for Tannehill and his player props throughout the regulars. Burke, 750? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm saying this could be a total overreaction to what we saw last night and how they used him, but that looks very tempting today.
Yep. All the makings. They missed the playoffs. Colts run away with the division. Yep. Come on.
Yeah.
They lost too much and concerns about the quarterback position, and you could be right. I think there could be a quarterback change sooner rather than later.
Yep. The first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at betrivers.com. Win some, lose some coming up next. And updated numbers for tonight's preseason games up next here on Follow the Money. It is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Really is something. Just incredible. Ravens 21 in a row in the preseason, 19-2 ATS. You mentioned the first half angle as well. Keep riding it. Just keep riding that sucker until they lose.
You know, sometimes we overthink this stuff, right? Like, Hey, Dodgers, are they going to do the run line against that? Who's this kid they're throwing? Okay, no problem. Right. It's like 9 straight.
Sure.
Same thing with the Ravens.
Right. Who cares who's playing? Doesn't matter.
Again, they have the guys who can play this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
That's,
you know,
it's a huge factor.
Yep, sorry. The quarterback rotation is so important as well.
Oh, yeah.
We'll run through it later in the show. The good rotations, the bad rotations. And if a game's decided in the fourth quarter, third quarter, and you're playing, the one team's playing a bum, and you got a guy who's experienced. I mean, like you said, the Huntley, although he started, the Huntley numbers, again, impressive. Royals plus 155. I saw you. This White Sox team, my God.
Oh, boy.
What a bad outfit. And Cease did it again. That's 14 in a row, one earned run or fewer. Didn't matter. Made one mistake, gave up a home run, only allowed 2 hits and 6 innings. They can't even win the game.
How about this? When the White Sox eventually backdoor their way into the playoffs, and who knows, maybe backdoor their way into a division championship, that guy goes in game one against whoever they face? The streak that he's on?
I can't see it. I just
you can't see what?
No.
The team getting
in the
playoffs?
We're almost in September. They're 500.
Oh, no, I'm saying but they could backdoor into the playoffs. Somehow, some way.
Oh, boy.
There's nobody running away with this division. I thought about this yesterday. I looked at the standings. It's been a horrendous year. You know what team's got to be kicking themselves? Because the Tigers had high expectations.
Sure they did.
Like, this could have been their division this year, but they're horrible.
They are. They've lost 10 of 12. That's right. Marlins plus 145. They beat the Phillies. How about that? Shut them out and cooled off the red-hot Phillies.
That
loser
Cabrera
for me.
Kid's pretty good.
Yep, and the Guardians, 1.5-game lead in the Central. 2 months ago, they were 12-1 to win. Into the season, they were 12-1 to win the division. What a story as they win again. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com. Our radio and podcast friends, you sent this in. Some good-looking. The pizza. You got the pizza. Good with the house here. But you sent in this pizza. I don't. Where was this pizza from? You sent.
Well, I can explain if I
506.
I think I might know where it's from here, but I won't.
There
okay.
it is.
Okay.
Ooh,
so,
delicious.
This is a heads up to everybody in Southern California, watching on the Lakers flagship. Good morning. This is a spot called Metro Pizza. They're in town. They're all over the city. I know the guy who owns it. He's won, like, competitions across the world before. He's unbelievable. Yes, we do have good pizza in Las Vegas. They have a Metro Pizza. Now, totally unsolicited plug here. They have a Metro Pizza in Dana Point, California.
There you go.
I want to drive there. They don't have that pie in Las Vegas. I want to drive to Dana Point just to have that pizza. That's where we went with Dustin and the guys. It was awesome.
Yes.
He figured something out.
Dang. We usually do this in prop culture, but I thought this was funny. You know, they broke up. Who's going to date Kim Kardashian? Who's going to be the next boyfriend? And they posted odds on this, too. And you got Pete Davidson to come back and get in the mix. Ray J, James. Now, Chris Evans was on the list, and then he tweeted the thinking emoji about maybe I could get in here and what happens with it. Well, she's in her 40s now.
I would imagine that makes some sense, yeah.
Right, yeah. And the other thing you have to put up with is you're going to get bombarded with messages from Kanye as he's not happy with that Kim has moved on. Right. I like Drake at 30-1.
I was going to say Drake makes too much sense.
Put some pizza money on Drake at 30-1.
Yeah. I would also say, how about Nick Cannon?
Yeah.
Automatically going to pop out 3 more kids.
Yeah, right. Right. Ex-boyfriend odds. Good. Good stuff there at Odd Shark. Excellent. And how about a video? How about an otter here? Volume up. Look at the guy coming out here. Hey, buddy.
Aquí andamos. Los dos.
Guy's hanging out.
Mira. Mira qué foto. Mirar que
that is some clean-looking swimming water.
No sé qué estás viendo el video y diciendo, pero ¿qué haces?
Look at the otter, buddy. Pues aquí,
pegándome un baño.
Yeah, there you go, our first otter video. That is awesome.
This guy laughs at COVID.
Yeah, no
kidding. He's a guy, what? And nothing's going to affect my body.
Yeah, look at that. Look at his face. Hey, guys, lose some. Cubs, Reds over. 7.5-9. What happened? There were guys on every inning.
3-0, top of the first.
Yep.
Both teams had just countless chances the entire game. 4-2 is your final score. No good.
Yep. Marlins 23 of 27 with 3 runs or fewer. 11 games in a row it's happened. 11 in a row. Although it worked out for them and 3 was enough and they got the win yesterday. That is. And now they play the Braves now. They begin that series. Lose some again here in Las Vegas. It rained last night, which is a problem, especially in casinos, as we know. This is on the strip at Planet Hollywood. There's more water coming inside than it's outside. Look at this, coming down from the top rope, wow. Jimmy Snuka. Now look, wait for the video here. The next, here we go. Oh, all over the pit, wrecking the tables. Goodbye, carpet.
Oh man,
look
at
how much water's coming in. I didn't even hear it the last night. Unbelievable. It's been a week and a half straight.
Oh, more than that.
With the rain and wreaking havoc in casinos. With the flooding.
And I think we have like 5 days coming up in the next week with more rain.
Oh, boy.
Like we're supposed to get like a monsoon season here that lasts like 6 minutes every single year. It's happened like 3 weeks now.
Yeah, I put this under lose some, but this is important. On June 30th, Durant asked the Nets to trade him. On July 1st, league sources say Durant was owed and received an 8-figure check from the Nets, one of 2 massive advance payments that he's scheduled to collect from Brooklyn by October 1st while he's trying to get them to trade him.
Oy.
If it wasn't audacious enough that he's demanding a trade with a 4-year, $194 contract that he signed in August of 2021, most NBA players don't start collecting their annual salaries until the season starts. But league sources say Durant's latest deal includes the most aggressive early payment schedule allowed by league rules. His contract calls for him to receive half of his $42 million in year one in 2 installments before the first week of camp. He will not report. He will not play for the Nets. He will get his way. That is very important. My God.
Also heard that the Nets are just going to say, okay, but we're also not going to force a trade. So if you don't want to play, you're not going to play, but we're also not going to trade you. So he might eventually get his way, but he might have to sit there on the bench or not even go to the games for the first little bit while he's still a member of the Nets.
All right. And season ticket holders put this on Twitter with the Browns. They go, all right, we spent a lot of money. You know, it's expensive to get season tickets to an NFL team. Here's a gift from the Browns.
Well, nothing will ever compare to what the Giants did. Hey, PSL owners, right? Show up to the game tonight. We're going to give you a free Diet Coke.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
Like you get a little license plate and then a couple hats. Okay. That's a bad beat. Yep. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now. Code 250MATCH. Learn more. BetRivers.com. There you go.
Okay, so where we are at now, some of the games that we have coming up tonight, this Cleveland-Jacksonville number, the point spread, has been bumped all the way up. I'm looking now at 37.5 at several spots.
Big move.
It was basically a 3-point move the other day.
Yep, And it's a good rotation. Now that Watson's going to start, play a series or two, you go Watson, Brissett, Dobbs, Rosen. And you see the over there. And you got to get him in there. And Jacksonville, you got to play Lawrence too,
yep,
according to reports, and NTN. But you got to play him. I mean, the guy's been off for, 99 weeks or something, whatever it is. He hasn't played a game. So, and then who knows, maybe the suspension comes down today. He doesn't even get on the field.
Sure.
And then the latest report, that which we'll get to, that he would be okay. Now he'd take 8 games and a $5 million fine. A little too late, my friend.
Yep. Should have said that 10 days ago.
Uh-huh.
The Falcons are basically a pick against Detroit, or they're laying one at some spots. The total's been bumped up to 35 now. We know Campbell's going to play his starters. He announced that earlier this week.
About a quarter.
And Smith, he announced back on August 2nd some of his guys are going to go.
Yeah, that's a tough call for me. The Lions are the opposite of the Ravens. They've lost 9 in a row in the preseason. And Atlanta went 0-3 last year in the preseason. It was ugly. They only scored 30 total points, and they lost every game by at least 9. So, yeah, that's a tough one. But Detroit going 0-3 last year, a lot of that was Blau, too.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so this is a tough call.
Okay,
no opinion, though. And that was Atlanta would open a 3 or 2.5 point. They're now 1 in some spots.
Oh, yeah.
Big move on the Falcons.
Yep. Also, a big move yesterday, Chiefs-Bears game. That total blew up all the way to 38. And now it's a pick 'em. The Bears were 3 after what Andy Reid announced, uh-huh, that his guys will get a quarter each, basically.
Could be a Chuck Edel special, maybe first half there. Yeah, that's a national TV game tomorrow.
I know why. I'll give the guy credit. I know why the number moved yesterday. That was an Adam Chertoff special.
Well, that too, yes, with the total. You're right. I was thinking maybe Chiefs first half. Yes, with Chuck. Very good. I still like the Jets. I bet the Jets. Like the Jets. I know Sirianni changed his mind. It'll be Hurts for a series or two. I like the Jets rotation. And you can go Wilson. You go Flacco.
What'd you lay here in this game?
I laid 1.
Okay. I did grab earlier in the week.
But it's Eagles. Been all over the place, depending on the day you bet it, too.
Yeah, I grabbed Eagles plus 2.5.
Yep, and the Eagles went 0-2-1 last year in the preseason, including a 35-0 loss against New England. So, okay, if I get an early stop out of the Jets, all right, Hurts is out of the game, and okay. I take my chances.
And yeah, I'm on the opposite side of that one. Yep,
okay.
All right, calling all baseball fans this week, Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook is your home for same-game parlay bets. And you can get it on all professional baseball games. Create your ideal same-game parlay of over 3 legs and receive up to 50% profit boost, that is. That's right. Get a 50% profit boost when you place qualifying same-game parlay wagers this week only. Head over to BetRivers.com or download the BetRivers Sportsbook app for more details. Up next, we'll continue talking NFL, maybe a little college as well. Rocky Boyman is going to join the program, former Super Bowl champ, now a host in Cincinnati. Any concern with a Super Bowl losing hangover or Joe Burrow's recent appendectomy? We'll ask him coming up next.
Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
College Football Guide is out. NFL Guide coming out in a few weeks. Best bets on season win totals. Who's going to finish where? What conference? Player awards. And the only way to get access to this year's football betting guides, become a VSiN All Access subscriber. Discounted rate right now. You get the college and pro football betting guides along with the All Access through the Super Bowl. Or join us for $40 a month. Up your betting game with VSiN. VSiN.com/subscribe.
Heavy, heavy football show today over the next 3 hours, obviously. And Rocky Boyman is kind enough to wake up early with us here this morning. Former Super Bowl champ, played in the NFL for a long time, now a host in Cincinnati. Rocky, thanks for the time today. How are you?
Fellas, good morning. How are you?
Doing really well, really well. We appreciate the time today. I wanted to ask you about, this Bengals team, a lot to get into about them, obviously. There's been this thing going back many, many years about a hangover for the team that lost the Super Bowl. We also have Joe Burrow's appendectomy that he's going through right now, obviously. So, any concerns with this team early on here in camp as we get ready for the season?
Yeah, it's kind of an odd dynamic because, first of all, this is Joe Burrow's first real off season where he's been able to concentrate on just football. His first year is COVID's going on. Then last year it's spent most of the off season rehabbing the knee. So on a positive note, he gets most of the off season here, OTA days and all that, to concentrate on just football, just getting rapport with wide receivers and all that. And then boom, out of the blue comes this appendectomy thing where, and guys, I mean, a few days after that surgery, you know, he was spotted on the field looking, I mean, just terribly uncomfortable. I mean, you know, hardly could, you know, walk and move around and twist and turn. And the thing with an injury like that is it's unlike, you know, say you had like a shoulder inflammation or an ankle twist or something. There's things you can still do. You can still ride a bike. You can still work out a little bit. But with an appendectomy, you're kind of just sitting around for 2 weeks. So I think there's a little concern there. I know he started to throw a little bit on the side. I ultimately don't think it's going to be a big deal, but, you know, I would personally like to see him be able to get some reps in there with three new offensive linemen. You know, they revamped that offensive line this year in the offseason. And the other dynamic, too, guys, is the camp for the Bengals has been extraordinarily easy. And I know I'm kind of an old head right now, and I played back when there was, like, real two-a-days and all that, but I mean, there's off days and guys aren't practicing. And I get it because the season went so long last year, right? In the middle of February. So the thought process by Zach Taylor, the head coach, is, hey, let's make sure we don't peak in like October. And I understand that. And if you look at the Bengals schedule early on, the games are a little bit easier, you know, per se, you know, New York, Miami, Dallas. So in theory is, hey, let's kind of ease into this thing. Let's win some of those early games and then we'll peak in December. The only problem is if you kind of aren't ready, right, and you're not ready to face Pittsburgh week one, who's banging in camp and really having a good, hard, tough camp, you kind of set yourself behind the eight ball. So it's a little interesting dynamic. I hope they know what they're doing out there, and I guess we'll find out, yeah.
Interesting. How do you think this plays out with safety Jesse Bates? Obviously, it's no surprise that he's been missing in camp, but do you think they're going to come to an agreement at some point this season?
No, he's going to play under the franchise tag, or he's not going to play at all. And let's face it, he's not going to sit out the season. And look, I like Jesse Bates. Every fan likes Jesse Bates. He's a leader. But, you know, you can't pay everybody. You just can't do it. And especially a safety. I think he's a good safety. I'm not paying a safety top money in the NFL unless his name is Ed Reed, Troy Polamalu, Bob Sanders, or Derwin James, right? I think so. I don't think he's at that level. And let's face it, you look at this Bengals roster here, before we know it, Joe Burrow's contract's going to be up, and that's going to be in the tune of like $400 million, right? Jamar Chase's contract's going to be up. T. Higgins' contract is going to be up. So there's so many mouths to feed on this Bengals roster. It's a great roster. I wish it were different, but I think Jesse Bates is going to come in. I guess he's going to sit out camp, which I don't really understand. If you're him, why would you not want to come out and say, look, I want to have my absolute best year here, and then I'll just go absolutely kill it on the free agent market next year. But nevertheless, he'll be back. He'll play, and I think it should just move on. And they drafted his replacement, Dax Hill, in the first round out of Michigan this year. So I think that's how it's going to play out.
So now, Rocky, teams obviously have a full year of film on Jamar Chase and how effective he was as a rookie. But they also, I mean, they could tell last year during the season, like, oh, my God, we got a game plan for this guy. He's so good. What do you think he does for an encore? And then because of that revamped offensive line, which has to be better this year, again, I love what they did in the offseason. What are your realistic expectations for Joe Mixon? There's a prop up, a season-long prop, where his rushing yards is 1,075 yards.
Yeah, it's again, very interesting because the Bengals did what every Bengals fan wanted, and that's addressed the offensive line. Brought in three new guys, Alex Kappa from Tampa Bay. They bring in Karras from New England, and then they got Lael Collins, who just started practicing yesterday from the Cowboys. So, you know, and that's, you know, Bengals fans have been asking for that for like probably since I was a kid, and they finally did it, and they knew they had to do it because they got a great team and a great quarterback. So I expect that to be much better. I'm looking forward to watching. I mean, if Joe Burrow can put up the numbers he did last year, 4,600 pass yards and 34 touchdowns with that offensive line, what can he do with a really good offensive line? I guess the flip side of that is the schedule. You know, I mean, especially the back half of the schedule. After the bye week, it's Pittsburgh, Tennessee, Tampa Bay, you know, Buffalo, some of the top defenses in the league. So I think if they can come together and gel together and play well, which I don't think has happened in camp so far, I think it will. But I could see even a guy like Joe Mixon, who had 1,200 yards last year, I think, you know, certainly not outside the realm of possibility for him to go over that, 1075 mark.
Yep. Now things have changed there. The Bengals go to the Super Bowl, and now the job Fickle is done with the Bearcats, and they make the playoff. What do you think? They put a lot of guys in the NFL, and they get Arkansas week one. Do you still think they can win double-digit games and the best team in that conference?
Yeah, nine guys go in the draft, six from a defense, and you're talking, you know, Sauce Gardner and Kobe Bryant, two just lockdown corners. I mean, for 3 years, you know, the game plan was, all right, Sauce, you take care of that half the field, and we'll talk to you after the game, you know, and everyone else had to worry about the rest. I was just out at their camp yesterday, and yes, they lose a bunch of guys, including their quarterback, Des Ritter, who was there for three straight years, but I think this Bearcat team is not going to miss a beat. You know, now is it going to be tough opening game at Arkansas with a new quarterback and they got a QB battle going on right now? Yes, but I mean you look at the body. I've been going out the higher ground is where they have their camp, and it's like 8 minutes from my house, which is like the only thing in the world that's 8 minutes from my house. And you know, I've been going out there for over 10 years, and just to, you know, during the Tommy Tuberville days and all that, and just to see the body types then versus now. I mean, if you put, you know, I don't know if you put Ohio State jerseys on these guys, it would look like that. You know what I mean? You're talking defensive backs that are all 6'1", 6'2", can run, receivers that can run, offensive linemen who are big. So they've done a great job recruiting. Luke Fickle, I think, develops teams better than any coach out there that I can, you know, really think of. I mean, he's so good at obviously getting the players, but once they're there, getting them to buy in, they're having a camp that's, you know, it's tough. You're competing from 8:15 in the morning till like 11. It's really, really good. And I, you know, again, I think they may struggle in that opening game there, but I certainly see double digit wins out of the Bearcats.
Oh, okay. Very good. And the favorites to win that conference. 2 minutes left. What grade would you give Skyline Chili?
It's an A+. Guys, if I were going to the electric chair here tonight,
okay,
my last meal would be 4 cheese conies, no onion, from Skyline Chili. Maybe throw in a 3-way there. That's how strongly I feel about Skyline.
Wow.
How many times a week do you have it?
I had it, my son had a football scrimmage on Wednesday, and we went there after the scrimmage. You know, if I can get, you know, I try to be somewhat healthy, but if I can get it once every 2 weeks, I'm a happy man.
You're a happy guy?
Absolutely.
How far, you said nothing's like 8 minutes from your house. How far are you willing to drive then to go get Skyline?
Oh, well, there is a Skyline close to me. Sir, I would not have moved out here. Me and my wife would not have moved if it was too far away. Okay, let's be real here.
Okay.
All right. We're still in good shape, yes.
That's awesome. Yeah. You can listen to Rocky Boyman weekdays, 3 to 6 Eastern on 700 WLW in Cincinnati. Played at Notre Dame, by the way, 5th in the coaches poll. Little high to you, or does that sound about right?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, and let me put my Notre Dame Homer hat on here real quick. But I look at this schedule right now, guys, and look, they open at Ohio State. That's a tall task, right? But you look at the rest of these games, I think these are winnable games. Next game's Marshall. You know, they play Clemson. How good is Clemson? I don't really know. I think that's one of the biggest questions in all of college football this year. USC, they play them at the end of the year. I think it'll be great on offense, but defensively, I can't really see where it is. I mean, I can talk myself into 11-1 Notre Dame right now.
Very strong.
Yeah.
Very strong. Rocky, great spot today. Thanks so much for the time, and have a good weekend.
Guys, I appreciate it. Let's do it again sometime. Thanks.
Let's do it.
Well done. Peter King said the same thing about Skyline Chili.
I know.
Loves it.
He's on Twitter, at Rocky Boyman. 50. So, he said something there that sounds awfully familiar. If you want to rewind to last year, I want to expand on that coming up next.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
VSEN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back. If you're looking for more sports betting discussion on your local teams, BetRivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, Los Angeles, New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast.
Okay, so we just had Rocky Boyman on the show. Very good guest. Played in the league for 10 years, now a host in Cincinnati. And if you missed it, as always, you can go download and subscribe to the Follow the Money podcast, available wherever you listen to your podcasts. And we've had fantastic guests all week long. So he sounded, I mean, regarding the Burrow appendectomy, regarding the Bengals' approach to practice right now, it hasn't looked physical to him at this point. He said, you know, they have the Steelers coming up in week one. The Steelers have been, like, knocked down, drag out practices so far. Bengals, he's like, little concern here. If you go back to August of last year, I mean, wasn't that like one of the biggest storylines in the entire league?
It was a bleep show.
It was the concerns, the columns, the national criticism coming out of Cincinnati.
Offense looked like a joke. Chase couldn't catch a cold.
Bingo.
Paul Allen was on with us before the week one game and laughed at the roster.
He did. He did. Yeah. And what Rocky said the previous year, Burrow, in his rookie season, had to, you know, like everybody, right? But in his rookie season, number one pick, played through that whole COVID mess, got injured. He's coming off a huge injury.
Yep.
So there were major question marks. And in fact, I can tell you right now that everybody was laughing so much at picking Jamar. Remember, there was a back and forth. I said it. I'm like, look, I have major concerns about the offensive line. Maybe Sewell should have been the guy there at number five overall. Instead, they're going to go with Chase. His drops were so off the charts. Here, where we're broadcasting from Circa, they put like 20-1 or north of that for him to win Rookie of the Year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then that just completely flipped once the season started.
He made two also good points. Number one, the schedule, which I'll get to in a second. But the other thing is, what if they really have fixed this offensive line and give them time to throw and protect
them? Well, you got to love what they did with the offensive line.
Remember the playoff game against the Titans?
How can you forget?
He just, They almost killed him.
Well, how big of an indictment is it on Tannehill, the fact that they couldn't win that game?
Right, right. So we'll see what happens with Watson here. But if Watson's available in December, they close Kansas City, Cleveland, Tampa, New England, Buffalo, Baltimore. That's how they close the season. And there's some other tough games in there on the front end of the schedule as well. But it's going to be tough. What that division draws from a schedule standpoint.
Okay, let me quickly give you Super Bowl losing quarterbacks the following year since 2006. Okay, and what they did. The quarterbacks to miss the playoffs the next year. Again, Super Bowl losing quarterbacks the year before. Jimmy G, Jared Goff, Cam Newton, Matt Castle, Rex Grossman. They all missed the playoffs the next year. The quarterbacks to lose a Super Bowl and then come back and make the playoffs the following year, Brady twice, Manning twice, Mahomes, Matt Ryan, Russell Wilson, Colin Kaepernick, Ben Roethlisberger, Kurt Warner. Which group do you put Joe Burrow in? In year three, again, my love is oozing through the microphone here. I get it. I think Joe Burrow is just the cat's meow. He clearly fits into that Mahomes, Brady, Wilson, Manning group, but not the other group.
Yes. Full of confidence, too.
You got to love
cocky,
it.
Cocky, not
He's
arrogant.
He's got that big energy, as the kids like to call
That's right.
Or they call it something else.
Yep. Showing up with the necklace and everything. Got the ice on. And sure. And he's completely changed the organization. They were losers. It was a joke.
Oh, for our entire lifetime, basically.
And don't forget what happened at LSU, too. Yeah. Not good enough for Urban Meyer. But hell of a player, no doubt about it.
So we're going to get into our quarterback rotations that we like for this weekend coming up in about 10 minutes. Other games of note, Paulie, for tonight and this weekend. Well, that game, the Bengals, opened up 2.5 against Arizona. Starters are sitting for the Cardinals. McCoy's going to get the start.
No, he's not. I thought he's not playing.
Oh, is that what it is?
Okay. McCoy's out, too.
Oh, is he now? Okay, I saw McCoy originally was going to get the start. Okay. All right, so then maybe that changed. I apologize for that then. Okay. And then, for obviously, Burrow, because of the appendectomy, he's not going to go at all.
Okay.
Which
and the movement on the total here in this one. So that's another big game that moved with the total 33.5 down to 30.5 with the total. And you just see it last night. I mean, a game can get over on accident.
Oh, that's happened.
When it's that low, right?
It's basically happened twice now.
Yep. Now, we're on opposite sides of this Jets game. Mm-hmm. I will say this. I'm in trouble if it's close in the fourth quarter. Because then I'll be they'll be throwing out maybe the CFL kid that they had, Strebler, and then you're going, don't laugh, what Reed Sinet did.
Yeah, I'll expand on that coming up. But he had some really good numbers. In fact, when I tell you the numbers that Reed Sinet had last year, I think a lot of people are going to be shocked. So one of the reasons why I happened to be on Philadelphia a little bit earlier in the week, Jordan Love starting for the Packers. Rodgers will not probably take a snap the entire year again. Yeah. Why would he?
Yeah, 0-3 last year. 26-7, 23-14, 19-0. They were roughed up in the preseason. So we'll see what happens this year. But I don't want the Packers.
Yeah.
Right. And he called it a complete waste to even play a series, Rodgers.
Sure.
So
sure.
I would say that's not going to happen.
Now, Shanahan, back now earlier this month. He let the media know that he was not happy the Niners get 3 preseason games in 12 days.
Right. So they play this game. Then the second game is the 20th. And then they play 5 days later.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
I understand where he's coming from with that.
Yes.
It's like, guys, what are we doing here? I get it. We're going to go from 4 to 3, which is great, but then you can't put us like, it's the equivalent here playing 4 games when you give us 3 games in 12 days like that.
Mm-hmm.
Washington and Carolina. Looks like some of the starters are going to play for Carolina.
They're going to throw Wentz out there, too.
Yeah, Wentz is going to give it a go.
Reports. Yep, early game Saturday. Total went from 34 to 37.5. So it's what you want, though, too, from a total standpoint. And then if you want to be involved with Carolina, that you got the quarterback battle and competition.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd see you get Mayfield and Darnold in there. And you also see what Corral can do. So it's a pretty good depth chart and rotation for Carolina.
I actually like it.
Yeah.
That's one we'll talk about a little bit more coming up at the top of the hour. Now, how do you break down the quarterback battle in the Seattle-Pittsburgh game? Because Smith is going to go. Locke's going to back him up. And then, evidently, it's going to be Trubisky and Rudolph for maybe like first, second, and third quarter.
Right. A lot deep into the game. And Trubisky starts. So, right. So it's same thing with both teams here. And the little support for the over as well. 33.5 up to 36, which I agree with, because you're going to get these guys playing guys who've been in the league for a while for an extended period of time and into the third quarter. So I would like the over in that game.
Yeah.
The Bills, I mean, this is what Matt talked about when he's on with us Tuesday. McDermott 7-0 straight up in ATS going back in the preseason.
Yeah, he's also been very, very good.
And I would say, why would the Colts care, right? I mean, that Matt Ryan never, they hardly played him when he was in Atlanta. So I don't think, I think, right, how they treat this and the, just, you know, run the ball, get out of here. What the hell? Who cares with Indy?
I do like the quarterback rotation, though. I like some of the guys that they have on the roster.
Okay.
I don't think it's that awful. The
Buffalo's good, though, too.
No, they are. I mean, yeah. Right. Yep. The number on the Chargers-Rams game, now McVay clearly does not care.
Oh, no. Well, that, yeah, but Staley's a McVay guy, too. It's the same thing.
He is.
And the totals come down as you expect betting this under because it's, I mean, it's better. McVay's 0-5 run in the preseason, and he just don't play anybody. It really is run the ball, punt, and go home.
Let's make this a two-hour and 20-minute game.
It's a tough watch with the Rams.
The Chargers are 4, though. So if Staley doesn't really care either, do you really want to go out there and lay 4 at this point? I would not. I mean, because the number has moved and it got bumped up. I would not be betting. I would not be advising laying the 4 tonight.
Yeah. Stick hasn't been bad when he's been in there for the Chargers.
Yeah, okay.
And he's a guy who probably will decide the ticket in the second half.
Yeah. And then a little bit maybe more on what the news means for the Buccaneers. Yesterday, we found out right after the show, evidently this was agreed upon, that Brady was going to go away from camp for a little while. And Bowles is like, no, trust me on this. Everything's going to be okay. Is there nothing to see here?
That's a weird story.
The timing.
You're just going to disappear for 10 days? It was great. Well, and they're saying all the right things about, well, he doesn't have to be here, and that's, I don't know, man. Between the tampering stuff and talking to Miami, and you were going to leave, you couldn't get along with the head coach.
Right, right.
This is strange.
This, the offensive line woes now that they're going through. Was this part of the deal, though, that nobody knows about when he decided to unretire? Is like, look, I'll come back and I'll play one more year. But the camp stuff, I'm going to take time away when I need to. Was that agreed upon and nobody knows about it?
Why would you do it now? It's in the middle.
Now makes no sense.
Yeah, it's right in the middle.
I don't get it.
Do it at the back end. Because you're not going to play in the – wait, who knows if he plays at all, but you're not going to play people in the final preseason.
That was an odd move.
Just take it there.
My reaction was, wait, yeah. I looked down right away as soon as I saw the news. I'm like, wait, what's the date? August 11th?
I know.
He's going to bow out now? Oh, yes. That's felt just odd to me. The first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by your friends over at Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 100% first deposit match bonus code now with the code 250MATCH. Must be 21 plus. The offer is not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. We will expand on quarterback rotations for tonight's actions. Ones we like in preseason football. Some really deep under-the-radar quarterbacks have played quite well in the preseason before. Numbers, tidbits, rotations that you need to know for the games coming up next year. And Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
BetRivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. BetRivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes BetRivers your hometown sportsbook. Must be 21-pound sportsbook. Must be 21-pound sportsbook. Must be 21-pound sportsbook.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon.
This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.